I would like to introduce my new co-worker, Governor Kevin Stitt. Governor, welcome to Ponca City, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Such an honor to be here, and I've had a great time in Ponca City this morning.
All right, Governor, you've been in the office. You've made it through one session. You survived it. We all survived it. What was your biggest surprise coming out of this session?
Well, first off, you know, one of the biggest surprises is how much fun I'm having. I am loving being governor. It's such an honor to serve my state where I grew up. So that's one thing. But, you know, I heard all the stories about, you know, the dysfunction at the Capitol and how the House, the Senate, all the fighting that was going on. And so I really wanted to bring kind of a change in the culture and the atmosphere. And I think we've accomplished that. We're working so much better together. I've literally made a special effort to have breakfast with all 149 House and Senate members, including the Democrats, which normally weren't invited in, because I feel like, you know, they're all my coworkers. I need to get to know everybody. And that went a long way in establishing good trust. And that's why you saw all the great accomplishments this session with our budget and all the great things we did legislatively as well.
And I will attest to that plate of bacon you have at your breakfast with the legislators. That is a good plate of bacon.
Well, absolutely. You know, I heard that, you know, some people said they didn't get full the last times they've come to the governor's mansion. So I said, hey, everybody loves bacon. So I told the chef, you're going to have a big plate of bacon every single morning. And so no matter what else we were served, everybody loved the bacon.
Governor, I'm sitting in my office. It's about 3 weeks into session. And you pop in. Hey, how you doing? How's it going? Everything going good? And you laughed. And I asked my executive assistant, I said, you ever seen that before? She said, no, not in 12 years. Is Governor Stitt popping around offices in the Capitol? Is that the same Kevin Stitt that was at Gateway Mortgage before he became governor?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can take yourself too seriously, whether you're governor or you're CEO or whatever your position. People want you to be down to earth, be real. I'm just a normal Oklahoma son. I grew up here. And so I don't take myself too seriously. And so I was shocked at that, too, that me just coming by people's offices and sitting down was a big deal, that people hadn't experienced that before. I went and toured all the state agencies, and it was like, first time a governor stopped by these state agencies, because I just wanted to, meet everybody. I wanted to get to know them. And so going in their offices is something I always did in the private sector. I wanted to meet all my employees, learn about their families, get to know them, because I can't do this by myself. It takes a team to accomplish any great thing. And so, that's just kind of who I am. And it's the way I'm going to continue leading.
Governor, as a state senator, I look at you and think he's got to be experiencing what I'm experiencing to the nth degree. What is your sense of time? Do you know what day it is? did you tend to lose that when you got into office?
You know, it is pretty busy. The days are packed, and I literally don't even look at my schedule till the night, 10 o'clock at night, to see what I'm doing the next morning. And so it usually starts pretty early. I'm still commuting from Tulsa down to Oklahoma City every day because my oldest was finishing high school, and we're going to move this summer. But, yeah, it's pretty busy, and sometimes the days run together as we're rolling up our sleeves and working for Oklahomans.
Let me talk about some of the cool things. We're starting to find out we got a really cool governor. Our governor is cooler than anybody else's governor. American Ninja Warrior, you ran that course, and you got a little owie out of it too, didn't you?
I did. It was a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I was sitting there watching American Ninja on TV, like going, oh, I could do that. Well, then when they set up in front of the Capitol, I went out there and said, hey, I'd like to. It was after work, about 5 o'clock, and they were still setting up. And I said, let us do one of these courses. They were still trying them out. I made it through two obstacles. I only did three. I fell on one. I made it through two. And it was a lot of fun.
My obstacle was just driving through it to get to my parking spot. I didn't even go anywhere near that. Also, recently, you debuted as a TV weatherman. How did that go?
Well, that was pretty fun, too. We were getting interviewed, KOCO Channel 5 in Oklahoma City, and before that started, I was kind of messing around in the studio, talking to everybody, and the green board over there, when the weather was about to go up, and I was messing around with the weather person, and she goes, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, absolutely. So she threw me the clicker, and then my heart started racing. I was like, okay, what am I supposed to say? And so she kind of walked me through it, and it was a lot of fun.
Governor, going into your sophomore season coming up here, we're going to go back into session here at late January. What would you like to see done coming next time around?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that we're working on. I mean, there's still some agency reform stuff. I want to still move the needle in education. I'm so proud of the fact that we gave teachers a pay raise for the second year in a row. It was the only time that's ever been done in state history. So we're going to continue to invest in education. But I want to look at a funding formula reform. We've got a lot of things we're working on in healthcare. So I'll be rolling that out later on this fall for Oklahomans. And, you know, continuing to do infrastructure, changing the vision of Oklahoma that we can be a top 10 state. So we're continuing to move the needle this offseason. I'm really recruiting businesses, working with commerce a lot to continue to grow all of Oklahoma.
On a serious note, Governor, we've seen some historic flooding here recently in the state of Oklahoma. You know, it started here in Ponca City and it made its way all the way down to eastern Oklahoma. What do you see when you go out there and see these Oklahomans trying to get through this disaster?
You know, Vice President Pence came to Tulsa this week, and I toured with him a neighborhood, town and country neighborhood. It's in West Tulsa. That got devastated with these with the rains and the floods. Literally 200 homes were underwater. So now it was the cleanup effort, and we walked around. But you know what? I was most impressed. They said, "Listen," they said, "Governor, you won't believe that as soon as the waters receded, there were 400 people in our neighborhood volunteering, coming in and helping us move our furniture out, removing sheetrock." So it was amazing, the church groups, the different folks that were coming in. There was even a Helping Hands organization that was there. People from New York, Washington State, Denver, Colorado, helping out. So, you know, the Oklahomans that are, you know, just helping their neighbor was unbelievable to see. And then for the vice president to come in was great for our state. So our emergency management folks did a great job of preparing everybody, making sure there wasn't any kind of the loss of lives that we could have experienced. I think we lost about 8 people during this for the last month in the severe weather. You know, it's amazing for me to see, especially Muskogee. You wouldn't believe the devastation down there. Bragg's had to get evacuated, the city of Bragg's. Oklahoma was pretty devastated. But thankfully, I think the waters have peaked and they're going the other direction now.
Governor, anything else you'd like to tell the audience?
No, just, man, we are rolling up our sleeves. Senator, I can't thank you enough for all the work you do. And it's just been fun to move the needle and work together. And so we're going to continue to roll up our sleeves and move the needle, because we can have a top 10 state. We can do it when we're working together. And like Frank Keating always says, you know, if the USS Oklahoma goes down, we all go down.
Right.
So it's not a Republican or Democrat or a partisan issue. We are delivering services. We're their elected officials. And so we just got to get it done in Oklahoma City for people of Ponca City.
All right, Governor, it's been a pleasure serving with you. I look forward to going back into session. And thank you for doing what you've done and becoming governor. And thank you for bringing the energy that you bring into the Capitol at 23rd and Lincoln.
Thank you.